back. Top of the second hour of today's broadcast is Thursday, August 31st, 2017. And kind of tying a bunch of information together, trying to do that this week in particular, including last week's broadcasts centering around the Reese Committee investigations of the big tax-exempt foundations and comparable organizations that proved back in the 50s that these large foundations and nonprofits were funding un-American and even anti-American and subversive literature and activity. How have we forgotten that? Interesting, rhetorically speaking, of course, because the same folks who are behind those organizations are behind the effort to engineer your forgetfulness when it comes to those important facts of history, which should remind one, as I constantly point to, of the words from Thomas Jefferson's, the preamble of Jefferson's Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge, along with Santayana's words about those who cannot remember history. It's all predicated on, progress is predicated on what? Retentiveness. And so a sort of engineered forgetfulness keeps us repeating the past as to kind of rework the Orwellian quote, those who controls the present controls the past, who controls the past controls the future. So you get people thinking differently about the past. One way that happens is propaganda films like The Birth of a Nation, which is a brilliantly made, very compelling, very moving film. And that's the, what is it, the 2016 film, and based on the same, that was the, it's the 2016 drama, I guess. And sort of obviously based loosely on the original, the 1915 silent film, originally called The Klansman. This is, it's just another propaganda film. And what it does is evokes the ire and the outrage of folks, gets people stirred up, agitating folks in Alinskyite fashion, agitating to agitate. And then what does that do? It provokes conflict and so forth. Does it draw down the societal tension? No, not at all. And has a number of other sort of ripple effects, I would argue. But these are the kinds of conditioning that we see happening in American society. Anyway, let's back up a little bit, and in an effort to proceed forward, here's a quick history lesson. This is kind of what I was getting to in the first hour. All of this stuff is connected. So Genesis 6, quick history lesson. Genesis 6, as I mentioned previously, you have the demonic influence that we see in Genesis chapter 6. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days and also afterward when the sons of God came into the daughters of men. And they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, the men of renown. So we have demonic influence and infiltration leading to the men of old, men of renown, or the Übermensch, as they're perhaps now referred to, the Superman concept. But who is Superman from another realm? What is that all about? And we'll get into that a little bit more. And of course, total evil, because in the next verse, verse 5, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, which gets to this concept of social engineering, among others, because it's layer upon layer of evil. We, you know, one of the best representations of that, I think, or illustrations, is the war on drugs, for example, which is a, it's now it's a known, disclosed, openly disclosed fact that the war on drugs started as essentially a psyop to control folks that the Nixon administration wanted to control. It was a specious war on drugs that then grew layer upon layer into what we see now. We have so many programs that have been built on that lie, essentially. So we never go back and withdraw or repeal that legislation, for example, and shut down those programs. No, instead we build. Well, you know, it's, I mean, Jesus said bad tree, bad fruit, but, you know, maybe we can prune it. And no, when you prune a bad tree, all you're going to get is a more prolific and virulent brand of evil. When you prune something, you get more of it. So trying to prune a bad tree that bears bad fruit is only going to result in more and more virulent, a greater, more virulent strain of evil, essentially. And that's where we are, which is why I say verse 5 is in view too. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually, but again, predominantly through social engineering. Are we encouraged in America to read the Bible? Or when you watch movies, films like Birth of a Nation, does it kind of leave you, I mean, what are your two alternatives? The two alternatives as far as the Bible is concerned are either you're an evil white racist who uses the Bible to manipulate people, or you're a liberated black slave who uses the Bible to justify killing people. Those are the kind of alternatives, and that is the loving alternative. That's the message that you get. And both of those are disingenuous and fallacious. So that's unfortunate. Again, social engineering, psychological manipulation, leading to the same condition. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And then this, verse 6, what the Baptist preachers get wrong, saying that God was angry with man. No, he wasn't. Verse 6 says, the Lord was sorry that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. Imagine as a parent seeing your children utterly brought asunder or plundered because of their naivete and their lack of ability to see the deception that's being waged. You know, you watch certain things, you know, the wedding ceremony, for example, of Prince Charles and Princess Diana, and knowing that there are all kinds of esoteric and occult symbols that are being shown from the Masonic checkerboard floor to the symbols that Charles was wearing on his military uniform and many more. Being cynical, you ask the average, the profane, as they're referred to, the uninitiated, and they find the good in everything because they're naive. They don't understand the plot that has been waged against them, which always reminds me of Nesta Webster's words, that quote by Nesta Webster from her book World Revolution, The Plot Against Civilization, which is an essential read, I would say, for everyone. But she put it this way, it is difficult to write of these things calmly, and I agree. For to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whither they are being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch. Yet this is what the exploiters of the Internationale did for the working man. That's exactly what they did. In the Marxian era, folks like Karl Marx himself infiltrated the Workers' Party and basically turned those people against themselves and each other. This is what we see, and this is increasing, and I'll touch on that here in a minute. But skipping forward from Genesis 6, you have Genesis chapter 11, Masons building to reinvigorate the antediluvian works, because, of course, after the words that I just read, you have the flood. Peter reminds us that, you know, Jesus says in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Well, Peter reminds us that eight people, just eight, made it out alive. It was Noah, his wife, their three sons, and their three wives. So eight people. That's it. But after that, the command is reissued in Genesis 9, of course, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The way that it's put in verse 7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. That's the command, contrary to the Malthusian efforts to lead us to believe otherwise. Genesis 11, I believe, is the first reference. You know, we hear about Hiram Abiff and the Days of Solomon and the two pillars and blah, blah, blah. I believe the first reference to the Masons is in Genesis 11. Now, the whole earth used the same language and the same words. You have that concept. And who's doing that these days? Don't we see at these major multinational conferences, everyone's wearing headphones so that they can hear the interpretation of folks who are essentially working to one language. And the language the world is picking is English, which is weird because it's the worst language of all, but the most easy, the easiest to manipulate, which is why it's chosen. The others are virtually all the other languages of the earth are predicated on some set of rules, and whereas English is more of a word soup than any other. As far as that's concerned, you can always change things and justify the changing and so forth. But in Genesis 11, we read that now the whole earth used the same language and the same words. Journey to the land of east, that they found the plain of the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they used brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. Who uses brick for stone and tar for mortar? They said, come, let us build for ourselves a city. Who builds a city? And a tower whose top will reach into heaven. Why did they do that? Because that was their way of telling God, you know what? Bring the flood. We'll go to our high tower, and we'll avoid the flood. But they missed the memo. Peter reminds us, next time by fire, not by water. God's rainbow, God's promise was represented in the rainbow that he wouldn't bring the flood again. They said, come, let us build up for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we'll be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Who makes for themselves a name that endures throughout the ages? So you have the Masons building to reinvigorate the antediluvian works, essentially. Going, trying to bring about the same sort of esoteric knowledge, deep knowledge that you see in Genesis 6, working toward the Alexandrian library, so to speak. That's what Google is doing these days. Then from there, you skip forward to Matthew 24, and as I read earlier, Jesus mentions, see to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom in various places. There will be famines and earthquakes. Are we seeing these things today? But again, they're all engineered. Largely engineered. And I wanted to get back to my reference to Claiborne Pell, who was so subdued that he was often referred to as Stillborn Pell, and his quote about weather manipulation. How he said that now that we can control the weather essentially and create earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes, We don't need treaties to do it anymore, to, you know, control people. So Jesus said, all these things are merely the beginning of birth pangs, and there is more. False prophets will arise and mislead many. At that time, many will fall away and will betray one another and hate one another. Intrigue, deception, treachery, false prophets. Because lawlessness has increased, most people's love will grow cold. I mentioned how it seems we're following the continuum of a progression toward ultimate evil, similar to Genesis 6, following the protocols, sort of, that kind of roadmap. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge, or where there is no vision, the people perish. These concepts, we don't have kind of vision. People aren't rooted in the Bible, rooted and grounded in the Bible, for example. We're not encouraged to read that. We've lost with, in American society today, the concept of didactic thinking and reasoning, right and wrong, versus this dialectic model of our heads shaped being blown every doctrine, as Paul said, and that's a problem. And nothing else is certainly the English dictionary, post-truth as its word of the year. For 2016 really illustrates the concept that Paul was getting second letter to Timothy, they will not will come door sound doctrine, but willing to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires. Yeah, give me a persuasive argument. Well, it's a persuasive argument. So it must be okay. So all of these are important points, and this all is sort of the groundwork leading up to Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy. I'll give you just a quick point on that to sort of wrap all this up, and then we'll go to the phones here in a second. But from Alice Bailey's externalization of the hierarchy, just the opening, Section 1, Introductory Remarks, Part 1. This is the opening of her, well, again, to say Alice Bailey's book is disingenuous because, as I mentioned previously, the externalization of the hierarchy published in 1957 is one of nearly two dozen works credited to Alice Bailey containing a prefatory statement extract from a statement by the Tibetan, generally taken to indicate the book was a received work, received that is, as I previously mentioned, from her spirit guide, or more appropriately demon. And so it's my understanding basically this was one of those works that was channeled to her, and she was transcribing it from a trance-like state. So it's not her book, it's essentially straight from hell, you might say. So, much to my dismay and chagrin, from the opening of that book, the period of transition. Now, we know the Rees Committee proved, by the way, that back the Rees Committee proved back in the 50s that from the turn of the 20th century, organizations like the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace were working to steer America into a perpetual state of war, and we hear for social transformation. And, you know, I keep thinking about this too and reminding folks, lest we forget, we hear that through the Ford Foundation and Rowan Gaither, there was the intimation that these foundations were working to create a perpetual state of war, to change through the perpetual state of emergency, the social condition, to create a comfortable merger between the Soviet Union and the United States. A point that Rowan Gaither intimated to Norman Dodd, the director of research for the Rees Committee. But why? Is it just to do that? And by the way, I remind folks, what is the definition of Soviet, or the translation, I should say, of Soviet? What does Soviet translate to but Council and committee. So are we a nation run by councils and committees? I ask rhetorically. So has that merger already happened? But what else? The point is, what else? Is it just that, or is there something else going on? Well, the book credited to Alice Bailey helps us, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, Section 1, Introductory Remarks, Part 1, The Period of Transition, March 1934. One of the results of the world condition at this time is the speeding up of all the atomic lives upon and within the planet. This necessarily involves the increased vibratory activity of the human mechanism, with a consequent effect upon the psychic nature, producing an abnormal sensitivity and psychic awareness. It would be of value here to remember that the condition of humanity at this time is not the result of simply one factor, but of several, all of them being active simultaneously, because this period marks the close of one age and the inauguration of the new. What are they called? Well, the factors to which I refer are primarily three in number. Number one, this is a transition between transition period between the passing out of the Piscean age, with its emphasis upon authority and belief, and coming, which again is the didactic reasoning model, right? Emphasis upon authority and belief, and the coming in of the Aquarian age. Remember the song? This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, with its emphasis upon individual understanding and direct knowledge. The activity of these forces, characteristic of two signs, produces in the atoms of the human body a corresponding activity. We're on the verge of new knowledge, and the atoms of the body are being turned up for reception. Uh-oh, we're all receivers. For what? Those atoms, which are predominantly – this is essentially – it's up to this demonic. Atoms which commonly beginning to sound to play with quote called or while those which are responsive to the new capital A, by the way, the folks, early folks to popularize that term New Age in contemporary terms. Whilst those which are responsive to the New Age tendencies are, in their turn, being stimulated and their vibratory activity increased. But here is the point. Number two, what about these conflicts? Jesus mentions you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. We know the think tanks are studying. The foundations have been trying to steer us into a perpetual state of war, the long war. What's the purpose of the war? Well, the second factor that's mentioned here in the introductory remarks, the World War, First World War, that is. Why did they call it the Great War? What was so great about it? The World War marked a climax in the history of mankind, and its subjective effect was far more potent than has hitherto been grasped. Through the power of prolonged sound, listen to this, through the power of prolonged sound carried forward as a great experiment, through the power of prolonged sound carried forward as a great experiment on the battlefields all over the world during a period of 4 years, 1914 to 1918, and through the intense emotional strain of the entire planetary populace, the web of etheric matter called the veil of the temple. Why use biblical terms here, anti-biblical fashion, rhetorically, which separates the physical and astral planes, was rent or torn asunder. I've talked about this before, these folks trying to create a tear in the space-time continuum. For what? To bring these demonic beings back to Earth in Genesis 6 fashion. And the amazing process of unifying the two worlds of the physical and the physical plane living and of the astral plane experience was begun and is now slowly going on. Listen to that again, just briefly. So through the power of prolonged sound carried forward as a great experiment on the battlefields all over the world during a period of 4 years, 1914 to 18, and through the intense emotional strain of the entire planetary populace, the web of etheric matter called the veil of the temple, these Satanists refer to it that way, which separates the physical and astral planes, was rent or torn asunder. And the amazing process of unifying the two worlds of physical plane living and of astral plane experience was begun and is now slowly going on. So there is that. And the third factor is as follows. It reads, "It has been known for a long time by the mystics of all the world religions and by esoteric students everywhere that certain members of the planetary hierarchy are approaching closer to the Earth at this time. By this, I want you to infer that the thought or the mental attention of the Christ, see, this is the Antichrist, actually, and of the certain of his great disciples, the masters of wisdom, is directed or focused at this time on human affairs, and that some of them are also prepared to break their long silence and may appear later among men. This necessarily has the potent effect, first of all, upon their disciples and on those who are attuned to and synchronized with their minds. And secondly, it should be remembered that the energy which flows through these focal points of the divine will have a dual effect and be destructive as well as constructive according to the quality of the bodies which react to it." In other words, if you're plugged into this demonic agenda, they're going to say it's constructive for you. But if you're not, if you are reading the Bible and truly following Jesus Christ, then it's going to be destructive for you. That's kind of the esoteric hint there. Different types of men respond differently, distinctly to any inflow of energy, and a tremendous psychic stimulation is at this time going on with results both divinely and beneficent and sadly destructive. Anyway, she continues, or the book continues on, and talks about this, again, this bringing about of a cataclysm that will join these two worlds to, again, bring about essentially what we read about in Genesis 6, the demonic infiltration, which will lead to the mighty men, the men of old, men of renown, and ultimate evil, total evil, which is where we're headed now. And that's kind of a brief treatise on that. Let's go to the phones real quick. Well, we'll go to the phones as soon as we come back from this break. Hopefully all of that makes sense. That's a really, really brief and abridged.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app. a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Welcome back.
There's more to say on this, and a kind of an sort of an obvious, what I would call an obvious omit or an obvious admission from the section from which I was reading in the externalization of the hierarchy. We'll come back to that. First, let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. It's been a while, but I've been like everyone else. You get busy. Life
yep.
calls, and you gotta take care of life.
Absolutely.
You know, what comes to mind, we're doomed to repeat history, Chris, because we're reading the books, and we're being taught, and we're guilty of not passing on the truth to our children of our past orally. You know, all the other countries in the world, in the Middle East, and the Far East, they have oral history, and they teach their kids the truth. Their offspring know the truth. But we rely on a school that's run by people that really want obedient worker bees. They want obedient slaves. And we're allowing the school to teach our children false history. We want them to pass the test, get the college degree. Doesn't matter if it's true or not, just get the paper. And I guess what comes to mind, Chris, we're in the same state that we were prior to the flood. And these congregations of so-called churches will have a mission statement on their webpage, and it'll say something like, we believe the inerrant, infallible, literal interpretation of God's word. And we'll believe things, and I do, like, God created man, he breathed the breath of life into his creation, and that Moses caused water to come from a rock and held the stick up and parted the Red Sea, and Christ was God in the flesh, and all the Bible truths that are our doctrine and our beliefs. But God himself said, you know, talking to Job, and this is going back to the flat earth thing, but he was talking to Job and reprimanding him. and said, where were you when I stretched the line upon the earth? Where were you when, you know, the pillars and all the rest in the Genesis creation account, the firmament dividing, separating the waters above from the waters below? We don't even know where we're at anymore, Chris. I'm to the point, I'm going to tell everyone on RBN, the earth is flat. We are God's specific, cherished creation, that the universe, if there is a universe, and I don't believe there is revolving around us. God is looking at us, and we're letting God be a liar, and every scientist and NASA engineer and television newscaster, including Hannity and all the rest, they're all telling us the truth, and God's book is a lie, because he says in there time and again, First Chronicles talks about the earth fixed, immovable, forever, unshakable, on a foundation, four corners. Show me a corner on a ball, folks. I'm to the point where I don't care if the world thinks I am crazy, because God said, let me be true and every man a liar. Don't follow the traditions of men. Either believe that God is who he says he is, or don't. And this is why we're at where we're at. Why they can manipulate the weather and do what they're doing in Texas right now, anniversary day. Some five storms occurring on the same day throughout the years, and we're to believe that it's coincidental. I'm telling you, folks, you need to seek the truth and just be willing to let God be true and every man a liar. And we're paying
well said.
For it. I'll leave it at that. I know I'm going to provoke people. But let me tell you, the earth is flat. We are under a dome. There is a God in heaven, and he's looking down on us like we're grasshoppers, just like the Bible says. And because we're believing the lies of men, we're repeating it. And we're going to go into Genesis 6 again, if you know, as far as God allows, if we don't get our heads straight, and more importantly, get our hearts and minds on him. Have our minds renewed, like the Bible says, by the renewing of your mind. Take your mind back. Give your heart to God, but take your mind back. He gave it to you. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. As always, I appreciate your thoughtful remarks and definitely food for thought. And, I mean, really that's it. I would kind of echo the sentiments of letting God speak for himself. Basically, I would encourage folks, as I always do, to, begin with what I call the secret decoder ring, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you don't have that, then, the rest is just noise. The Holy Spirit is a secret decoder ring, and then just read the Bible. Investigate for yourself and see. So, kind of back to the subject matter of this heightening of the conflict, as I said before John's call, there's this seeming admission to stirring things up in section one, introductory remarks, part one of The Externalization of the Hierarchy by Alice Bailey, which is not a good book. It's demonically inspired and was channeled by Alice Bailey from her spirit guide, her demon. But it's interesting, as I mentioned in point number two, the World War, the First World War, was not just a way through Albert Pike's vision of controlling the world and all its people, but also, again, these words, through the power of prolonged sound, while the World War marked a climax in the history of mankind and its subjective effect was far more potent than has hitherto been grasped. Through the power of prolonged sound, carried forward as a great experiment on the battlefields all over the world, are we still doing this? during a period of 4 years, 1914 to 18, and through the intense emotional strain of the entire planetary populace, is that intense emotional strain continuing and increasing, or is it being drawn down? The web of etheric matter called the veil of the temple, which separates the physical and astral planes, was rent or torn asunder in the amazing process of unifying the two worlds of physical plane living and of astral plane experience was begun. Unifying the two worlds. Why would we want to do that? And is now slowly going on. It will be obvious, therefore, that this must bring about vast changes and alterations in the human consciousness, whilst it will usher in the age of understanding, of brotherhood and of illumination. Who's interested in illumination? It will also bring about states of reaction and the letting loose of psychic forces which today menace the uncontrolled and ignorant and warrant the sounding of a note of warning and caution. So this is something that these people are working to bring about. But then skipping forward, we find these words: all true spiritual thinkers and workers are much concerned at this time about the growth of crime on every hand by the display of the lower psychic powers, by the apparent deterioration of the physical body, as shown in the spread of disease, and by the extraordinary increase in insanity, neurotic conditions, and mental unbalance. Are we seeing more of this, and are we being engineered to see more of this? Is society being engineered, psychologically manipulated for more of this? Again, we're not – remember – in the from coming forward from the Constantinian era, so to speak, speaking of state-sponsored, state-sanctioned Christianity, Karl Marx's – the paraphrasing of Karl Marx's words are appropriate. The phrase religion is the opiate of the masses. It's something to kind of sate the spiritual side of folks and keep folks controlled. It's a way to control people. But – we're not being encouraged to move that direction. In other words, we're not being encouraged to pursue a virtuous, moral, and religious life or experience. Looking back, look at some of the films that were published back in the 40s and 50s, even before. The social consequences, you look at films like Pretty Baby, for example, and the implication of a woman who is unmarried having a child is that she was socially ostracized when the leader, what was his name, Cyrus Baxter, I think was the name of the character after whom the doll or the pretty baby was named. He was the head of the company that the advertising executives were working for. When he finds out that she allegedly, even though it's all a misunderstanding, she allegedly has a child out of wedlock, he's shocked. His facial expression is, I mean, his countenance is, He's stunned, but he says, well, no matter, I'm still your friend. In other words, well, society is going to shun you if and when they find out, but I'm still your friend. So a virtuous, moral, and religious life and experience is in view there, and we've been departing from that. Why is that? Is it in conjunction with this effort to bring about this instability, this unbalance, this uptick in neuroses and insanity? I've mentioned some of the personality disturbances and disorders we're hearing. We're not encouraged to go back to the Bible these days and just learn about right living. I've mentioned it before. If Skinner was right, and if we are programmable, then the Bible is a a self-replicating, error-correcting code that will lead to better living, right living, so to speak. So one example of that concept is Romans chapter 12, for example, where Paul writes at the outset, and it's an interesting chapter all by itself, but at the outset Paul writes, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that concept is reiterated in other places. One of those I think that comes to mind is 1 Corinthians 15, I want to say. Yeah, this concept of the self-replicating, error-correcting code, if we're programmable, is reiterated. Being transformed in our minds. That's not what I was looking for. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, I mean, there are other places. I think Galatians, for example, Second Corinthians. Anyway, the specific Ephesians 4:23, 5:10, I think, is Ephesians 4:22, in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. This is the operative concept. So this is a concept that is reiterated, particularly throughout the New Testament. But we're not encouraged to do that. Why is that? Instead, we see this uptick of exactly what's mentioned here in the externalization of the hierarchy. Why is that? Adrift from didactic thinking and reasoning, a drift toward dialectic reasoning. Didactic thinking and reasoning is sort of redundant. Dialectic thinking and reasoning is sort of an oxymoron, but this is the direction we're being encouraged, socially engineered, psychologically manipulated. And as John pointed out, school is an essential part of that. What Bertrand Russell called the primary source of propaganda, so-called education. Think about how bizarre it is to send your kids off to a place to be taught by people you've never met and don't know what their background is. It's bizarre and unnatural, but this is how we behave today. Folks, in society,
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a werewolf. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
I don't care if it hurts.
Hopefully all of this makes sense. I feel like it's just kind of a malaise of concepts, history and concepts. It all really folds in, though, like those, again, like I said, the swastika being flipped from that old Hindu symbol and used by the Theosophical Society, too, by the way. This what I would call the catchers. The arms reaching out and kind of sweeping everyone into this central concept, Babylonian mystery religion, and a reinvigoration of the efforts of Genesis 6 and 11, leading to ultimate evil, leading to the, again, Genesis 6, demonic influence and infiltration, the men of old, men of renown, the Übermensch, Superman concept, But where does this Superman come from? Superman is the only superhero that doesn't have he's born that way in the comic book stories, and all of those have demonic roots as well if you investigate that. So total evil, which ultimately led to the flood. Peter wrote, not by fire or not by water this time, but by fire, we're reminded. But here we are today at the present state of engineering conflicts and social chaos, in precisely the fashion Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24. But for what purpose? This excerpt, real quick, as we go out. All true spiritual thinkers and workers are much concerned at this time about the growth of crime on every hand by the display of the lower psychic powers, by the apparent deterioration of the physical body, as shown in the spread of disease, and by the extraordinary increase in insanity, neurotic conditions, and mental imbalance. When you look at what glyphosate does to the body, does it promote disease? Yes. Insanity, neurotic conditions, and mental imbalance. When we raise kids to have an inordinate sense of self perpetually, we're creating narcissists and sociopaths. Are we engineering socially neurotic conditions and mental imbalance? Continuing, all this is the result of the tearing of the planetary web, and at the same time, it is a part of the evolutionary plan and the providing of the opportunity whereby humanity may take its next step forward. The hierarchy of adepts has been divided in opinion over the present world condition. Some believe it to be premature and consequently undesirable and providing a difficult situation. And I would say, to conclude, difficult and undesirable only to the extent that they haven't cracked the code yet on how to download their collective consciousness, and so doing in hopes of escaping and avoiding the fiery judgment of which Peter writes. It really all comes down to that, quite frankly. And that is about the highest level of the conspiracy, so to speak, that all other conspiracies fold into. The only problem for those folks that are conspiring in the fashion that Alice Bailey wrote in The Externalization of the Hierarchy is that they themselves are deluded and misguided too. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.